when you need a quick fact in a hurry. Autism has increased by over 3,000 times since the advent of mandatory vaccination programs, when it was considered very rare. The medical profession blames this on new diagnostic parameters, but this alone could not possibly have created such a drastic increase in so little time. The systematic blood poisoning of America's children through mercury and other products in vaccines is the only event which could possibly do this. Following mandatory vaccine programs, one of every 149 children in Brick Township, New Jersey, is autistic. Following mandatory vaccine programs between 1993 and 1998, autism increased 513% in the state of Maryland. Doctors are instructed by the American Medical Association to downplay parents' concerns of vaccine reactions and to deny any correlation of adverse reactions to vaccines they have just administered. Federal government reports confirm that vaccinations kill more than 3 children per week in America. Jonas Salk, national hero and creator of the famous Salk polio vaccine, made a public statement in 1976 that 2/3 of the cases of polio which occurred between 1966 and 1976 were caused by his vaccine. The DPT shot has been banned in most of Europe and Japan since 1975 due to its extreme toxicity, but American children still receive this vaccine. Records prove that death rates from polio, pertussis, whooping cough, and measles were decreasing on their own before the vaccine was introduced, and that present records were altered to demonstrate the decrease was due to vaccines. Each year, there are approximately 950 deaths from the whooping cough vaccine, as compared to 10 deaths from the actual disease. Drug companies use the same pertussis shot to intentionally create encephalitis in experimental lab animals. Over 95% of people who actually acquire diseases have been vaccinated against those very diseases. Drug companies refuse to study unvaccinated populations. The germ theory does not follow any scientific guideline to prove its validity. When assessed by the simple scientific method taught in elementary schools, it is proven invalid. Pasteur's major credits did not belong to him, but to another brilliant scientist named Pierre Bichamp, who totally disagreed with Pasteur's germ theory of disease creation. Most of Pasteur's early vaccine work ended in disaster. Early studies demonstrate how all bacteria, fungi, and virus all originate from the same parent organism, which is a natural, healthy component to all living things. The Center for Disease Control charters an epidemic intelligence service, which travels the country in search of symptoms they can use to formulate epidemics for profit. Forcefully vaccinating anyone can be considered assault and battery. Most vaccination laws are completely unconstitutional and have no relevance to today's world. Local health departments promote most vaccination programs to acquire federal aid and grant money at the expense of America's children. Everyone who wishes can enter a courtroom pro se, or sui juris, without the high cost of a lawyer, and win. You do not have to be vaccinated or have your children vaccinated against your will. Taking the proper time with the important Sovereignty Foundation paperwork, filed with your town clerk's office, can also protect you and your family while avoiding courts, judges, and lawyers altogether. The FDA has reported that doctors underreport vaccine reactions by 90%. In any given population, the majority of people who become ill are those who are vaccinated. Unvaccinated populations can be proven scientifically and otherwise far healthier than vaccinated ones. Encephalitis, brain damage due to swelling of brain tissue, is an almost given side effect to vaccine toxins, according to most research studies on vaccine damages. 15 to 20% of American schoolchildren are considered to be learning disabled with brain damage dysfunction directly caused by vaccines. Your government pays out tens of thousands of tax dollars each year to cover vaccination damage claims. Unvaccinated populations are far healthier than vaccinated ones. However, no medical or governmental organization wishes to study them. Your child is 94 times more likely to die from a whooping cough vaccine than from an actual whooping cough, and nearly 4,000 times more likely of acquiring long-term damage from the vaccine than developing the disease. The CDC is aware that thimerosal, mercury preservative in vaccines, is linked to autism by virtue of their own private research. However, they refuse to provide the raw data from these studies, as requested by Congressman Dan Burton, Republican, Indiana, to be used for an independent review by a third-party research organization. Giving a 10-pound infant a single vaccine in a day is the equivalent of giving a 100-pound adult 40 vaccines in a day. Considering the above information, medical doctors insist on injecting 45 vaccines directly into your child's bloodstream by age 6 months, 64 by age 18 months, and 74 by age 6. The CDC has an advisory committee on immunization practices called the ACIP. This committee advises lawmakers as to which vaccines should be mandated. The ACIP is riddled with conflicts of interest, since committee members own patents for vaccines and stock in the pharmaceutical companies which make the vaccines. Americans are amongst the most vaccinated people in the history of the planet, and are also amongst the sickest in its history. Half of all Americans suffer with at least one chronic disease, and one-fifth have two or more. These chronic diseases cause 70% of all American deaths.